Bashir Rahama is still searching for what he can salvage from his home. It collapsed on Tuesday after flash floods in Mekelab in northern Sudan's River Nile state. It's the result of days of heavy rains in the region and rainwater from the east overflowing streams in the town.
The rain started in the morning. It stopped raining for hours, and then while we were opening the streams for water to pass, the floods hit us. It didn't stop till the next morning. The rainwaters usually just flow through the stream, but this time it went over it, and no barrier or stream was able to stop it.
Bashir's home was one of more than 1,700 homes destroyed by the floods in Mekelab town alone. More than 3,000 homes were damaged in Berber County, in what many here say has been the worst destruction they've seen. Mahmoud Abdullah shows us what remains of his once large family home. Where rooms once stood, now only rubble remains.
There were two bedrooms there, another two on the other side, and a kitchen there. The water came, and in less than an hour, the houses collapsed. We didn't even have a chance to take out anything, because we were busy making sure the people got out alive.
Some have left their homes to seek shelter after losing nearly everything, but many others have stayed behind.
The destruction has left families out in the open. Many say they'll wait here until the end of the rainy season to rebuild their homes. But that may take some time because more rain is forecast in the coming days, and there are concerns about waterborne diseases.
The rain and floodwaters have damaged sewage systems, and it's hard to find drinking water in some parts of the town.
There is no access to clean drinking water or to a health clinic. My daughter is now sick in a tent nearby while we try to salvage what we can, but there is no medical treatment available.
At least 15 people have been killed as a result of heavy rains and flash floods around Sudan. Those who survived say they're not sure how they'll be able to rebuild their lives after losing so much.
Well, that was Hiba Morgan reporting from Berber, and just a short while ago she sent us this update.
The start of the rainy season in some parts of the country. It's already mid-rainy season in other parts of the country, but the devastation is now growing wider and wider to include more counties around the country. And here in Berber, where people have lost most of their possessions, they're still waiting for assistance. People have been living out in the open. They're trying to cope with what has happened on Tuesday. Some of them saying that they're still trying to take out the possessions that they can salvage from the ruins, trying to find higher places away from the floodwaters, because they're expecting more rains in the coming days. Now, they say that they have not seen this kind of destruction before, therefore, they're not sure how to cope with the situation. They've lost the local market where they used to buy their vegetables and their food. They still don't have access to clean water, and they're still lacking access to healthcare and medication. So they're saying that it's very hard to deal with the current situation in light of the fact that this is the first time it's happening to them. Well, the government has created an emergency room for the state, as well as for other states around the country, to deal with the issues of flooding, flash flooding, and the displacement of people and losing their properties. But the issue is, especially here in Mekelab in Berber County, people say they've been waiting for 3 days for tents because they're now out in the open, and that has not been distributed out to them. They say that they're expecting more rains in the coming days, so they don't know how they'll be able to deal with that situation. Many of them still out in the open, many of them still waiting to be able to get food. They say that they're sharing with their neighbors what they can, both food and clean water. But they say they're yet to see any form of assistance from both the government and aid organizations.